Retired New York City firefighter Brian McGuire now lives in Bucks County, and since responding on 9/11, he suffers respiratory and gastrointestinal problems. He now has sleep apnea and has battled mental health issues. He says funding to care for first responders like him runs out unless Congress acts.
Without this reauthorization bill being passed by Congress, over 70,000 responders and survivors will lose necessary treatment and medical monitoring needed to survive.
Ellen Saraceni's husband was one of the pilots of United Airlines Flight 175, which was hijacked and crashed into the World Trade Center. She says it shouldn't be this difficult to pay to care for those who fought to save lives on 9/11.
We have to remember and we have to honor the valor of all of our first responders. They were there for us and they will continue to be there for us whenever they are needed.
Philadelphia Firefighters Union head Andrew Thomas says his members are paying a heavy price for volunteering on September 11th.
25% of the members that went up there have an illness or cancer-related, and we know of one death.
Bucks County Congressman Mike Fitzpatrick says he's pushing for a reauthorization of the bill to care for the first responders as early as this week because a major sticking point has been overcome.
We believe that we've identified sufficient mechanisms to fully fund the $4 billion requirement of the reauthorization.
Fitzpatrick says if approved this time, the law would promise to cover first responders for the rest of their lives and not need to be renewed. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.